GitHub discloses a security breach, and Microsoft is tracking more than 100 ransomware gangs active today. This is Risky Business News, prepared by Catalin Kimpanu and read by me, Claire Aird. Today is the 1st of February, and this podcast episode is brought to you by Proofpoint. In today's top story, Google is notifying the customers of its Fi cell service that some of their information was exposed following a security breach at one of its upstream network providers. Google says the intruder collected phone numbers, SIM card serial numbers, and mobile service plan details. The data appears to have been taken from a customer support system used to integrate its Fi service with the larger upstream mobile operator. Other more personal details, such as customer names, addresses, or financial information, were not compromised. Google didn't name the upstream operator by name, but its Fi service uses only two upstream providers, namely T-Mobile and US Cellular. T-Mobile disclosed a security breach to the SEC earlier this month, so we'll let you connect the dots. In other news, GitHub says a threat actor breached internal source code repositories and stole two code signing certificates. The incident took place on December 7 last year. GitHub says the certificates were encrypted and password protected, and it hasn't seen any sign that they were misused in the wild. Furthermore, both certificates were about to expire in January and February this year and have already become useless to the attacker. The breach repositories also contain the source code of the GitHub desktop app and the GitHub Atom code editor. GitHub security team says it didn't find any unauthorized edits to the code, and both apps remain safe to use. JD Sports, one of the largest sportswear store chains in the UK, says an attacker gained access to a system that was storing data on past customer orders. In a filing with the London Stock Exchange, the company said the personal data of more than 10 million customers who placed orders via its online store between November 2018 and October 2020 was likely stolen. According to the company, the compromised user data included names, addresses, email accounts, phone numbers, order details, and the final four digits of bank cards. An Irish parliamentary committee will investigate how many companies based in the country are involved in the production of spyware and surveillance products. Intellexa, the company behind the Predator spyware, controls two business entities registered in Dublin, a holding company, Thelestris Limited, and a subsidiary called Intellexa Limited. The Irish Parliament Joint Committee on Justice is carrying out the investigation after a request from MP Barry Andrews in order to prevent Ireland from becoming a haven for spyware makers. Japanese police and more than 130 Japanese tech companies held a drill this week that mimicked the aftermath of a ransomware attack. Authorities say the drill will last through to February 9 and is meant to prepare law enforcement and IT providers for a possible attack on Japanese infrastructure before and during an upcoming G7 summit, scheduled to be held in Hiroshima between May 19 and 21 this year. The trial of a Russian national accused of hacking into companies and using stolen documents to trade shares using non-public information has begun in Boston. Vladislav Klushin, working with four other Russian nationals, made up to $90 million from allegedly illegal stock market trades. Klushin was arrested in March 2021 in Sion, Switzerland, and extradited to the US in December of the same year. His four accomplices are still at large. Klushin is also the owner of M13, a Russian IT firm which regularly provides contract services to the Russian government. The case is worth watching because it may reveal additional information about one of Klushin's four accomplices, namely Ivan Ermakov, a former officer in Russia's GRU military intelligence agency. Kaspersky researchers have analysed job ads posted to underground forums over a period of 2.5 years and found that developers have been in very high demand. Kaspersky says that 61% of the 200,000 employment-related ads posted on 155 dark web forums from January 2020 through to June 2022 were related to software development. Individuals capable of developing and spreading malware could earn between $1,300 and $4,000 a month, and some coding-related jobs were seen offering up to $20,000 in monthly earnings. Kaspersky says the highest number of job posts were made in March 2020, after the onset of the COVID-19 pandemic, when many laid-off IT staff went online looking for new jobs. Microsoft's security team says that at the end of 2022, it was tracking more than 50 different ransomware variants and more than 100 threat actors using ransomware in intrusions. The company says that while many groups still use phishing as an initial entry vector, some groups have switched to using malicious ads in recent months. According to Microsoft, ransomware strains that have been linked to malicious ads include Lockbit, Black Cat, Royal, Play, Vice Society, and Black Bastard. Kaspersky researchers have discovered an updated version of Prilex, a malware that infects point-of-sale systems. The new version can block NFC transactions made via contactless cards and force stores and their customers to make payments by inserting their card in the POS device, a type of transaction that is less secure and the malware is capable of intercepting. The Prilex POS malware was first discovered last year and was named after the group that used it, Prilex, a suspected Brazilian threat actor. The group has been active since 2014, but historically focused on performing ATM jackpotting. It only switched to writing and deploying its own custom POS malware strain recently. Cybersecurity firm ESET has discovered a new data wiper that was deployed in an attack against a Ukrainian energy company in October last year. ESET researchers say the malware, which was named NicoWiper, is based on Estelite, a legitimate application part of Microsoft's SysInternals toolkit. Researchers have attributed the malware to Sandworm, a Russian cyber espionage group linked to Russia's military intelligence service, the GRU. Sandworm used the malware to destroy systems at the Ukrainian energy company around the same period that the Russian military targeted Ukrainian energy infrastructure with missile strikes, although ESET says it wasn't able to demonstrate any coordination between the two events. Since Russia's invasion, the Sandworm group has used more than a dozen different data wipers in attacks aimed at Ukrainian organizations. Just last week, ESET discovered another Sandworm wiper deployed in Ukraine, this one named Swift Slicer. And that is all for this podcast edition. Closing the episode is Proofpoint senior threat researcher Greg Lesniewicz, who'll be walking us through the company's latest report on a North Korean threat actor Proofpoint calls TA-444.
This group has been around for a pretty long time. We can trace their roots all the way back to the Bangladesh bank heist back in 2016. And they are effectively the monetization and cyber criminal arm of North Korea's cyber operations. A few other groups inside North Korea also do monetization operations, but this is the sole focus of TA-444. Our report covers how they mirror the e-crime landscape in their reaction to macros being effectively taken off the table by Microsoft in 2022, attempting to try out new file formats for initial infection, things like ISO files, VHD files, both to bypass Mark of the Web, as well as MSI installer files and compiled HTML, throwing everything they could at users to try and fool them to get initial access to target environments. TA-444 has conducted very effective intrusions in the past, and we expect that to continue into the future. We know that the amount of cryptocurrency that North Korea as a whole stole in 2022 was north of $1 billion, so we do not anticipate them slowing it down. If you want to know more, check out proofpoint.com and search for the blog TA-444, the APT startup aimed at acquisition of your funds.
That was Greg Lesniewicz from today's sponsor, Proofpoint. You can find links to all the reports mentioned in this show in our newsletter at riskybiznews.substack.com.